Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as the Saudis go for their fourth straight win here against San Antonio at Hodgetown. I'm joined by Will Mabry, back after Tommy John in 2025 and got five big outs last night for the Sod Poodles. And Will, I just want to jump off there. I know it's been a long journey for you to get back to a mound and back to a spot where you can be pitching in-game, but a night like last night has got to give you some confidence that you're on the right path.
Right. You know, it's been a blessing just to be back here and to be able to play the game again and be healthy is a blessing. Like I was trying to tell you earlier, the PT staff, the AT staff, the D-backs, and just the surgeon Keith Meister took care of me. Everybody along the way that I want to be thankful for and give gratitude to, because without a lot of my teammates, without, you know, God in my life too, and growing in my faith, I wouldn't be here right now. It's very tough, 13 and a half months, but I fall in love with the game more. And being back last night, feeling back at Hodgetown, being here, it just felt like I was back at home, getting back to the big leagues, trying to grind to the big leagues. So it's fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that next about, obviously, you have a decent amount of experience pitching for the Sod Poodles and pitching, obviously, here at Hodgetown. So there has to be a sense of familiarity, even though a lot of times this place might not be a pitcher's favorite place to throw.
Yeah, no, definitely not a pitcher's favorite park to throw, but I think that's a good thing to have going up. I mean, no matter where you're at, there's going to be a lot of ballparks on sea level, a lot that aren't in sea level. You got Colorado Rockies, you know, like they're way up in the mountains. So at the end of the day, you're playing baseball. The games are still the same game. Read swings, attack the zone, get out of the zone when you need to be out of the zone, and let your defense play and everything else works. So
what's your initial perception of just the dynamics of this clubhouse? Because for me, my fifth season broadcasting professional baseball, it feels almost like a college vibe, like that close of a group.
Yeah, no, we got a lot of young, young-hearted people, I would say. We're still an older group. We still have young kids, but everyone's fun. I mean, everyone kind of gets together and talks and has fun, and we do stuff outside of the field. And to have that environment in pro ball and have guys that are just friends, because everybody knows how pro ball is, it's someone's going to get traded, someone gets released, someone going up, someone's going down. I mean, these are people that you're, whether you think about it or not, I mean, it's rare to meet someone in general. So prioritize these people and pick people's brains and be a good person. And this group's awesome. It's been fun. They've been welcoming. So
you said it took about 13 and a half months for you post-op. And there are varying timelines for guys that have Tommy John, even now with the advanced medical science that these guys like yourself are getting. What did it mean to you to be on that timeline and get back to a mound, I think, right when you anticipated to after the op, right?
Yeah, actually, it's funny you say that because, like, I had a rehab assignment. At first, I wasn't supposed to have a rehab assignment. They were like, you're a pro. You're going to go back and handle your business, whatever. Go back to Amarillo. That's where you're penciled in at. You know, things happened. ACL comes around. Tough league throwing. The rookie league, let me tell you. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, you're knocking off the rust. I mean, you got 14 bullpens, and a lot of those bullpens – at the end of it, you barely just started throwing breaking balls. Things, it takes a while to come around. And so even now, like, I'm still knocking off rust with a lot of things. And I think that's actually even more nerve-wracking and more fun about the game. Like, I got to go out there and be like, all right, this is my job's on the line. Things on the line. Like, I love it. I love that passion, that fire. Like, okay, you know, I knew I had surgery, and I, you know, the D-backs understand it takes time. But for me and my expectations, I wanted to be back faster. Going off to what you were saying is like, talking with Sliv and talking with the coaches, like, yeah, you know what? I don't care. Wherever I get to play baseball, send me wherever. I'm sticking anywhere the rest of the year. It doesn't matter. I just need to get back in, get more reps, and now I'm glad I got to do that. So,
what's your mindset like when you're in the bullpen before you go into a situation like last night? You knew it was going to be close. It was ultimately was a one-run game when you got in there, and you kept it a one-run game. Yeah. What goes through your brain as you get yourself ready for a moment like that?
Yeah. You know, for me, I've always been like that adrenaline junkie guy. So, like, I'm a very quick, I can get hot quick, get ready quick. I try to let the nerves take over, which is kind of weird to say. A lot of people don't like that. But I like to feel nervous and anxious. I think it is able to aid only aid someone's performance if you can actually harness it and use it in a certain way. And I strive off troubling situations, first and second, one out. I mean, that's what I've done in college, done my career, very comfortable in doing that. And honestly, it's freeing to go out there and be like, okay, mano a mano, this pitch is going to be right here. If you hit it, caps to you, but like, I'm going to throw my stuff at you, you know?
Yeah.
So like getting ready, it's like, I always plan on being ready. Even if I pitched the day before, I mean, I know the org has some rules on, you know, pitch count, pitch limit, back-to-back days. But it's like, if you're never prepared, like, it's like, oh, we have a big lead. I don't know if I'm pitching today. You're beat already. Yep. It's like, or some guys that throw in behind games or when we have a big lead. It's like, don't just count yourself out when it's 8-6 and your name gets called. You got to be ready no matter what. So I try to always be ready.
Last one for you. You mentioned your time in college at Tennessee. that 2022 Tennessee team, a bunch of big leaguers.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like that team kind of shifted the baseball culture a little bit of, like, it's a little bit more in your face, a little less stiff.
Yeah.
When you look back at that now a few years later, do you feel the same way?
Well, it's funny you say that. I think Tennessee gets a bad rep in a lot of aspects for that. I think a lot of it was, like, we had a bunch of personality on the team. Drew Gilbert, Blade Tidwell, Ben Joyce, just all three of those guys are goofballs. All three of them are big leaguers. And, you know, Chase Burns, one of the biggest goofballs I know ever. Chase Dolander, Seth Halverson. We just had personality. And when we had a niche that was different and we took it to social media and we had fun and we just played, it got a bad rep. But I love that passion and that fire, and I think college baseball should be that way. I think it's awesome. Those friends that I'll have for life. I'll have my best friend Mark McLaughlin, Ben Joyce, all those Tom Wilcox, Jake Fitzgibbons, all those guys for life, you know? And you can't ever get that back.
No doubt. To be clear, I loved what you guys were doing.
I was about to say, you did your research on our team, man.
No, of course, man. Will, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.